You have to, you see, because, I mean, that is the expression of the human body. I mean, everything. I mean, you know, not just a hand.
The crazy thing about the martial arts business is you'll have people out there debating and fighting over this stuff. There's no debate. Bruce Lee is definitely the father of mixed martial arts.
I do think there's a correlation there, but it's not that Jeet Kune Do is the same thing as MMA.
If Dana White says Bruce Lee is the father of mixed martial arts, I would certainly say he's one of the earliest ones, but Gene LaBelle is the father of mixed martial arts in 1963. You'll see Gene defeating Milo Savage, a professional boxer, while Bruce wasn't into mixed martial arts in 1963.
As I was choking him, he grabbed my hand and put it in his mouth and he started to bite. And I said, Milo, you bite my hand, I'm going to take your eye out. He opened his mouth, I pulled my hand out, and I choked him. And he was out, like, for 22 minutes.
Gene LaBelle taught Bruce Lee grappling moves.
I'd throw him and flip him, and he'd land on his feet. Then he'd spin, do a crescent kick on me, or do a judo throw. And he was a magnificent athlete.
Are you going to say father of mixed martial arts? It's got to be Bruce, really. He's before anyone else. He's the first one who really said to put it all together. You know, he had the little shorts on, too. That's about as close as you could get to what the UFC and the MMA was, what, 25 years later?